When approaching this time of year, this man, Gulasenu, on a number of different fronts. So the first set of halachas we encounter is one which we already dealt with this past Shabbos. And that is the parasha, it's how the Indian of the four parashas, the four special unique kriyas which we lain, the Matthew and Aftarah, the weeks between this past Shabbos and coming up until Pesach. Those four parashas, just for clarity, the four parashas which we lain, which are unique aside from the parasha Shavuot. So the first one is parasha Shkolim, the one we lain last week. And that is the parasha of how Klai Yisrael would give, each one would contribute the Matzah Shekel towards, these funds would be used towards the purchasing of Karbanos and other upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, which was done routinely every single year. Now the announcement was made always for Chodesh Adar, which is why we laid it out. The intent was that people should actually be forthcoming with the donations starting from Chodesh Nisan, so we would get a head start on that by telling them about it now, and that way, as we approach the year, they would go out during Nisan to go ahead and buy all the Karbanos for the upcoming year. So the first one was Parashat Shkolim. The second parasha we lay in, which is unique this time of year, is parasha Zachar, to recall the incident with Amalek. The third parasha is parasha Parah, which dealt with Parah Aduma and the Hara, the purification of Klai Yisrael from Tumas Meis. Obviously, it was imperative for Klai Yisrael at that time to become Tar, to facilitate the ability to be Eile Regel. They had to become Tar. They couldn't wake up the last minute and do this. We had to let them know beforehand so they would have time to adequately prepare. And the fourth parasha is the parasha Chodesh, which deals with the mitzvah of Chodesh, which is the first mitzvah of Klai Yisrael got in Mitzrayim as an Ummah. And it begins with Klai Yisrael's marching as a nation begins with Chodesh Nisan. Now, obviously, even at that time, the parasha of Rosh Chodesh had no ramification. They did not become Mekudesh, they did not become Rosh Chodesh by virtue of reading the parasha. Kiddush HaChodesh, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, was done through a protocol with the Beis Din, with the Riyas Levana, as elaborated on a number of places. But this parasha is really a zecher to what went on at that point, a fundamental mitzvah where Klai Yisrael started out. Now, it's interesting, if we look at these mitzvahs, now, what is the purpose of us reading these mitzvahs? The first point is, it's a zecher to this topic, but we go ahead and we give a shekel, we have a mitzvah, matzah shekel, that has no connection to the real, true matzah shekel. It's not what we give, very clearly, there's no intent for it to become hektish, it does not belong to the Beis HaMikdash. If it would, we'd actually be in serious trouble about how to deal with the kedusha of the money. That's not our intent, we just give it to tzedakah. But as a general, we're trying to capture the same concept to do that again. The other parashas, Amalek, although practically speaking, obviously it's not something which we encounter on a daily basis, but at least conceptually there are manifestations of how we can make that musik as well, and that has a practical application in our lives on a certain level, which we'll elaborate at a different point. And as well, Parashat Chodesh obviously is relevant for us because the season of Pesach and all the connotation, everything that bears with it, comes with us every single year. What about the Parashat of Tahara, or the Parashat of Parah Aduma? How does that have any relevance for us? So on the one hand, we have a concept of Neshama Parim Sisseinu. Any carbon that we talk about, we go through the parasha, we learn the Torah, we don't have the ability to fill it in actuality. But we go ahead and we learn the parashas. So we're Isaac and the parashas of Karbanah. Isaac Kosbachel considers it as if we ourselves went ahead and actually brought those Karbanahs. So by dealing with the Tahara, by learning the sugyas of Tahara, certainly on a much bigger level, but even on a basic level, just to read the parasha of Tahara can bring about a certain schus as if we actually went ahead and brought that out. However, Mr. Bruce says there's an entirely different concept, and he says, why do we do this? He says that the reason why they did this was the issue to hire the Yehul Lassa Pesach. Chaisa went out and became tar in order to facilitate bringing the car base up his man. He's reading the Parashas Parah as a tefillah. It's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like in those times, they went through this process to come to a stage where they can come to the Beis HaMikdash with this spell, with this act of kriya. We don't say Yiratzan. There's no tefillah that accompanies the laning. But the actual laning in its own right is a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we too should merit to have as Rikas Me'ayim Tahirim. We ourselves should come to a status of Tahara and fulfill the seeing of the Beis HaMikdash once again. Which again is interesting because normally tefillah has a text to it. Normally there's some sort of way that we express ourselves our desires in tefillah. You see from here that sometimes an action that we do an action, something which has zero ramification right now, there's no practical relevance to this action, but we go to the parasha and we show that our fervent desire is to reach a certain stage, doing so would be a full-fledged, have the status of a full-fledged tefillah to accomplish that meaning. Someone sits down and starts learning a sugya, any sugya in Shas, and he has a dream of finishing Shas, or anything else in life that he does, the action that he takes, it's an ambition, it's not more than that, but it's an action, the concrete action is a tefillah which we hope Kasparuch will answer positively. Kind of like a shame that's